How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping, or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The remains of two construction workers killed when the Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore this week have been found in the waters below the bridge. The search for the other four called off. Crews say it is too dangerous to continue looking. Former FTX crypto exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried to be sentenced today.
Sam Bankman-Fried will learn how much time he'll spend in prison for what's been called one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old stole more than $8 billion of customers' money, and they're calling for up to 50 years in prison for the FTX crypto exchange founder, saying Bankman-Fried exhibited greed and hubris. Bankman-Fried's lawyers are asking for 6.5 years, insisting a long sentence is unjustified for a nonviolent first-time criminal. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police have still not revealed a motive in the stabbing deaths of four people in Rockford, Illinois yesterday. Seven were injured. There is a suspect in custody, a 15-year-old girl among those killed. This is ABC News. Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho are going over surveillance video after the women's basketball team from the University of Utah was harassed with racist slurs. The women there for the NCAA tournament say they were walking to a restaurant for dinner when guys started shouting from a couple of trucks. Here's ABC's Kana Whitworth.
The threatening behavior continued after the dinner as the team was followed back to their hotel. The NCAA is saying they immediately worked to provide increased security for the team until they could be moved to a hotel 30 miles away in Spokane, Washington. Idaho's governor stating, "We fully reject racism in all its forms," and the mayor offering up an apology.
Some universities in the Northeast hitting some eye-watering price tags. All told, costs for a year at places like Boston University, Tufts, and Yale now topping $90,000. Paying for that wouldn't be a problem if you win Saturday's Powerball. Nobody won last night, so the jackpot is growing to over $930 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we should get to enjoy quite a bit of sunshine today as high pressure moves through. Temperatures getting up close to normal, just a few degrees below, and not quite as windy as yesterday. Tomorrow does look warmer and still partly sunny, but a front will be sliding in tomorrow night. Should bring us some periods of light rain. Doesn't look like anything too terribly heavy, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch of rain at most. That will move away fairly quickly, and most of Saturday should be on the dry side. Now, by late Sunday and Monday, a weather system will be coming in from the southwest. That low-pressure area will be more prominent south of Wisconsin going into early next week, but it has a pretty good chance of throwing some rain up our way. And if it's cool enough at night into the early mornings, there could be some wet snow mixed in, otherwise a little bit chilly and raw with gusty winds with that low-pressure tracking south of us. Here's that forecast for today. Look for plenty of sunshine. Still a touch breezy with highs in the mid-40s. West wind between 10 and 15 miles per hour. Clear or partly cloudy tonight and chilly, low 22. Tomorrow partly sunny and turning warmer. High in the mid-50s, southeast wind up to 10. Friday night, some light rain likely by late evening, low in the mid-30s. Saturday, drizzle possible around daybreak, otherwise a few peaks of sun later, high near 51. Heading into Sunday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of light rain showers, especially late. Low 30, high 51. Monday breezy with a 50% chance of rain. Low 34, high 47. Tuesday breezy with a continued 50% chance of rain. It may be mixed with some wet snow in the early morning and late evening. Low 33, high 45. And Wednesday partly sunny, low 28 with a high of 47 degrees. Have yourself a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 26 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 24. Yesterday, we saw a high of 38 and no precipitation. As for a record high on this day, that was all the way back in 1866 when we had a high of 86, a record low in 1923 at 2. Last year on this day, our high was 46 while our low was 28. Sunset today will be at 7:23, sunrise tomorrow at 6:49. No precipitation today as the barometer continues to rise. We're at 30.11 and westerly winds are at 2. Again, it's a sunny 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center in Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks in for Phil Nee. Well, if the temperatures will warm up, it looks like it could be a very nice day for high school sports. As the schedule for today in baseball, high school baseball, it will be Portage at River Valley. Riverdale plays host to Cashton. And also it is DeSoto hosting Weston, while North Crawford travels to Kickapoo. In softball, River Valley plays host to Mount Horeb, and basketball is at Riverdale. It's been a long offseason, but the Brewers and Mets fans will have to wait another day. Tonight's season opener at Citi Field has been postponed by a weather forecast filled with rain. If the sky clears enough for the game to be played Friday, Freddie Peralta will start for Milwaukee and its new manager Pat Murphy. He will be opposed by veteran left-hander Jose Quintana. The first pitch is scheduled for 12:40 Central Time. Lambeau Field lease negotiations between the City of Green Bay and the Packers have been put on hold. The two sides are not even close to an agreement right now. The current lease runs for another 9 years. A team official says the Packers want a 30-year extension. The suspension of talks has led the team to put an $80 million improvement project on hold. It would have renovated the concourse at Lambeau Field ahead of next year's NFL draft, scheduled to be held in Green Bay. With a number of big roster moves so far during the offseason, the Packers have been busy. And Packer coach Matt LaFleur continues to be impressed with what he's seeing on Xavier McKinney.
I love just his ability to make plays on the ball. I think you saw it in particular. Two plays that stick out to me were in that Philly game where he makes an unbelievable interception on the sidelines. And then the very next play, they try to run a screen and he dissects the screen and jumps in front and picks off the ball, like back-to-back two interceptions.
Well, there's no doubt that the Packers will have a talented team heading into this next year that can only become stronger through the draft. But recently, quarterback Jordan Love spoke about lessons he learned from this past year.
Just knowing when to make those plays and when to, you know, cross that fine line of doing too much and doing enough to make a play. So just understanding, that a lesson I learned in college, you don't have to be Superman out there. Like, you don't have to try and make every play. And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play. And, in your head, you're like, okay, yeah, this is a completion. I'm going to get it right there to that guy and then throw it. And, nah, these guys are they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to, you know, try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back and when to throw it away to live to fight another down, things like that.
Former Bucks point guard Drew Holiday told ESPN recently he was taking a nap when he was awakened to find out he had been traded to Boston. He went to Portland as part of a three-way deal that sent Damian Lillard to Milwaukee. Then Portland shipped him off to the Boston Celtics. Holiday says he didn't pick up when general manager John Horst called him. A few minutes later, he said his agent called him and told him he should return Horst's call. Holiday is averaging 12.8 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 4.9 assists a game for the Celtics, one of the top favorites for this year's NBA championship. The Bucks have had some bad news in terms of Pat Beverly, as recently he spoke about a new injury.
Some disturbing news that I didn't really like. Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and I'm going to need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months. Pre-OKC game. I still play OKC. Hey, I shot 1-3 if I felt a little pain, but it wasn't nothing that would be like, I need to stop.
Next up for Marquette in the NCAA tournament is North Carolina State, with Friday's game to be played at American Airlines Center in Dallas. The Golden Eagles are a second seed, and the Wolfpack were seeded 11th. The winner of that game will meet either Houston or Duke Sunday in a battle to advance to the Final Four. 50 years ago, North Carolina State defeated Marquette to win the national title. The Wisconsin women's basketball team welcomes Illinois State to the Kohl Center Thursday in the Super 16 round of the WNIT. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. Central Time. The Badgers are making their first appearance in the WNIT in 13 seasons. Illinois State was the team that ended the season for UW in 2011. The Redbirds come into this game with a record of 22-11. Bob Uecker will be back behind the microphone when the Milwaukee Brewers play their home opener Tuesday against the Minnesota Twins. How heavy a broadcasting workload the 90-year-old Uecker will have the rest of the season remains uncertain. Brewer President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger said in a statement that he'll take it one day at a time, the home opener, after the home opener. Uecker became the voice of the Brewers in 1971 and has been part of the broadcast team ever since. He has limited himself to home radio assignments for the last several years. NCAA President Charlie Baker is urging states with legal wagering on sporting events to ban betting on individual player performances. Prop bets allow gamblers to wager on statistics a player will accumulate during a game. The NBA has opened an investigation into Toronto Raptors two-way player Jontae Porter amid gambling allegations related to his own performance in individual games. Ohio, Vermont, and Maryland are among the states that have removed prop betting on college athletes. The American Gaming Association estimates $2.7 billion will be bet this year on the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments through legal sportsbooks. Also, after the Dodgers and Padres soft launched the 2024 MLB season with a two-game series in South Korea last week, the rest of the league was scheduled to start play today. All 30 teams were supposed to be in action before the Braves, Phillies, and Brewers-Mets games were rained out. All eyes remain on Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, who will make his home debut with LA amid investigations into his fired interpreter. Zach Wheeler and Spencer Strider square off in a juicy National League East opener between the Phillies and Braves in Philadelphia. Several stars are set to debut with new teams, including Juan Soto with the Yankees, Josh Hader with the Astros, Corbin Burns with the Orioles, and Matt Chapman with the Giants. Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green was ejected less than 4 minutes into the Warriors game against the Orlando Magic Wednesday night. It was Green's fourth ejection of the season and the first since his 16-game suspension by the NBA for his history of misconduct after he struck a Phoenix center in the face during a December 12th game. Warriors coach Steve Kerr said the 101-93 win over the Magic that Green deserved to be ejected and called it unfortunate. Some of the other sports scores from around the league yesterday saw Charlotte defeat Cleveland 118-111. It was Golden State over Orlando 101-93. In overtime, Brooklyn defeated Washington 122-119. It was New York 145, Toronto 101. Atlanta scored a 120-106 win over Portland. The LA Clippers came out on top, edging out Philadelphia 108-107. It was Minnesota getting the win over Detroit 106-91, while Chicago defeated Indiana 125-99. The LA Lakers scored a win yesterday against Memphis 136-124. Going into overtime, Houston defeated Oklahoma City 132-126. It was San Antonio 118-Utah's 111, and Phoenix defeated Denver 104-97. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
WSN Senior Awards announced for girls and boys basketball. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WithSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand. At home or on the go, you can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The WSN Senior Basketball Awards were announced earlier this week for the top point guard, shooter, wing, post, and defender. In girls basketball, Taylor Stremlo of Verona was picked as the top point guard. Elizabeth of Nina, the Miss Basketball Award winner, was selected as the top shooter. Kale Peterson of Waupun received the top wing award. Ellie McDermott of Bayport was selected as the top post player. And Shea Kelly of Brookfield East was picked as the state's top senior defender. In boys basketball, Nick Janowski of Pewaukee was selected as a top point guard. Con Knipple of Wisconsin Lutheran, the Mr. Basketball Award winner, was selected as the top shooter. Amari McCautry of St. Thomas More was picked as the top senior wing. Will Hornseth of DePere was named the top post player. And Sekou Kona of St. Thomas More was selected as the state's top senior defender. You can find more information on all the WSN Senior Award winners by going to wisports.net. The WSN Spring Basketball Spotlight is next month on Sunday, April 21st at Verona High School. Head to wisports.net for more information and registration for the event. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Comprenol reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
The Family Thrift Shop is having an Easter treasure sale this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Crack open an egg and receive a 25, 50, or 75% discount on your entire clothing purchase. All white, gray, or blue tags are excluded from the sale. They'll be closing at noon on Friday and will reopen at 10 on Saturday. Shop at the Family Thrift Shop, where your donations and the profits from your purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. Thank you from the entire staff at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
100.9 Chapel Bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Roebuck cell. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. When Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks. I show you never can tell. Wind it up now.
Shelly Wright on WRCO. Hey there, I'm Bo, in for Phil Nee. Another great day upon us, and hopefully a little warmer than yesterday. I also hope it's a dry day today, so maybe we can get some high school sports in. Knock on wood. One thing, though, is for sure, we're almost to the end of the month of March. Getting ready to welcome in April next week. And as for, though, right now, today is March 28th. You know, all the way back in 1971 on this day, the last original edition of The Ed Sullivan Show broadcasted on CBS TV. I'm sure for many, it feels like just yesterday. Here's Timothy Craig on a Thursday morning with Tin Man.
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned, a slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. Knocking on the door of the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure, bad attitude. Don't know what you said that got inside his head, so he could turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long time. From the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Slams. It's been a long day at work. I'm out on the freeway, and I'm wondering if it's all worth the price that I pay. Sometimes it doesn't seem fair. I pull into the drive, and you're standing there, and you look at me and give me that come here baby smile. It's all gonna be alright. You take my hand, you pull me close, and you hold. And it's a sweet is a good woman, but I think that's a lie. Cause when it comes to you, I'd rather have you by my side. You don't know how much I count on you to help me when I've given everything I got, and I just feel like giving in. And you look at me, and you give me that corner, baby, smile. It's all gonna be alright. You take my hand, you pull me close, and you hold me tight. And it's the sweet love that you give to me that makes me believe we can make it through anything. Cause when it all comes down, lean on you, cause baby, you're my better half. Hey, I need to know. Will you take my hand? Yeah, you pull me close and I understand. It's the sweet love that you give to me. It makes me believe that we can make it through anything. Baby, it's the sweet love that you give to me.
You're my better half, Keith Urban. There you go. Already we are at 27 degrees moving upwards, and we have a busy morning. We'll have our morning show coming up later on in just a little bit today. Of course, Phil Nee out for the day today once more, so Joanne Krulotz will be hosting, as we will have an interview with Erica Davidson and Impact Life, so be sure to tune in for that. You won't want to miss it. An MS Bike Team Barbecue Fundraiser Supper coming up from 5:30 to 6:45 today at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Free will donations will go toward the MS Bike Team on Track.
You thought I'd hang it up when you hung me out to dry. You hit me with a goodbye faster than a second ride. Thought you were the best damn thing that I'd ever had. Thought that I'd give up on love, but this ain't my last rodeo.
Time that I'll ride, ride, ride all day. we say so long and leave right after this song. I've been dancing around with you and all I wanna do is dance you back home. To step me through the kitchen to the bedroom with nothing on but the candle on the mantle and some vinyl playing Haggard and Jones. Give me that cowboy hat and watch this cowgirl light up the room. No, nothing gets me buzzing like loving on you. I'll be your neon baby. I'll drive you midnight crazy.
Bosco, Neon Baby. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be testing out your knowledge. Hopefully you've shaken the rust off, because today's question isn't exactly an easy one. So that's coming up.
Spring is in the air, and so is the buzz at the Avoca Mercantile. They're shaking off the winter slumber and gearing up for a grand reopening on April 2nd. Get ready to experience a whole new vibe as they unveil their fresh spring look. Join them Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. for an adventure in shopping. From unique finds to seasonal delights, the Avoca Mercantile has something special in store just for you. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars and be a part of the excitement. See you soon at the Avoca Mercantile.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
Join Added Touch Floral and Gifts this Saturday from 10 until noon for a hoppy Easter celebration. Meet the Easter Bunny and explore their blooming selection of Easter lilies, tulips, bulb plants, and calla lilies. Spruce up your home with their charming spring decor. Don't miss out on Easter fun at Added Touch Floral and Gifts.
The trivia question of the day today, sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
So today we're going to be dealing with the trivia question in sports. By the way, a sports quote for you today: the way a team plays as a whole determines its success. You may have the greatest bunch of individual stars in the world, but if they don't play together, the club won't be worth a dime. That was Babe Ruth. Well, we're traveling back in time today. It was announced on this day, March 28th, that the New York Titans of the American Football League, the AFL, were changing their name to the New York Jets of the NFL. What year was that? Was it 1962? 1963, 1964, or 1965? Be the correct caller right now at 647-4155, and you can win a certificate to TriStar Mulch. Good luck.
Oh, honey, I can tell there's a little devil in your eyes. Look like you're a cowboy running from the Bible lights. Bet you like playing chicken on the train tracks, pitch black with no headlights. Yeah, honey, I can tell that we're headed for a real good time. Buckle up, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. I'm a bona fide do or die. I'm a stick of dynamite fist fight. Got you hypnotized. Moonshine, two time, burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified. Yeah, you think you're as bad as Johnny walking that line. And those snakeskin boots are cute, but got nothing on. If your turn to 10, I'm 11. Add it up to 21, we'll be hitting heaven. Baby, better get ready for the time of your life. 'Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. I'm a bona fide do or hypnotized. Little moonshine, two time, burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified.
Well, we have a certified winner today, and that's John Fruit. John was on the ball today. If I have to be honest with you, he was ready to go. He knew that answer. He said that it was pretty easy for him. For me, it would have been pretty tough, because first off, I completely forgot that they were called the New York Titans when they were in the AFL. But it was on this day, March 28th of what year, that Sonny Werblin announced that the New York Titans of the American Football League were changing their name to the New York Jets of the NFL. 1963. That is the correct answer. So John Fruit of Richland Center wins a certificate to TriStar Mulch. Congratulations, John. And, well, we'll be back again tomorrow with another trivia question to test out that knowledge of yours. So if you didn't win today, don't worry. Give your brain a little bit of a rest and be ready again tomorrow.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&B Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&B Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com, or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Hello, this is Karen Tepley, and I have proudly served as an alderperson for nearly 6 years. During this time, I've collaborated closely with city staff and department heads on various impactful projects, such as wayfinding signage and the Cobblestone Hotel project. Recently, our current mayor stated that his only platform is and will always be economic development. I assure you that the commendable work on many of the mentioned projects was spearheaded by individuals like Jason Glassbrenner, our economic development director, our administrator, Ashley Oliphant, and by other professionals on staff. Based on their information, your representatives, the decision makers on council, would have voted to move the project forward or not. As your mayor, I pledge to uphold a role outlined by state statutes, offering assistance when necessary and stepping aside to allow skilled professionals to lead. If you share the vision of collaborative and transparent leadership, I humbly ask for your vote for me, Karen Tepley, for mayor on April 2nd. Together, let's build a stronger Richland Center.
maybe it might be.